a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
So why didn't the former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio show up to President Trump's rally in Phoenix the night before last? Well, he spoke to USA's Jason Word about it.
I wanted to make sure the public was safe, the cops were safe, the president was safe, so I decided not to go.
He went on to talk about the media coverage of protesters, saying that sometimes the media really makes it look bigger than what the protests actually are.
Many times these protesters against me in front of my building, and I can go on and on. And they make it look like there are hundreds. Usually it's more media there than they are protesters.
I'm Jason Word.
A federal judge in Texas rejecting the state's voter ID law from 2011, which requires voters to show one of seven government-approved photo IDs. The judge tossing it out yesterday, saying it violates the Voting Rights Act. Texas will appeal that ruling. One winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Sears is going to close over two dozen more of its stores as its earnings and sales continue to fall. The retailer reporting this morning that second quarter earnings fell $1.16 a share. That is less than half the loss analysts had predicted. But same store sales were off 11.5%, and that's worse than the expected 7.1% decline. Archaeologists uncovering a 1,500-year-old mosaic with a Greek inscription in Jerusalem's Old City. David Gelman is with the Israel Antiquities Authority.
Its level of preservation is truly amazing, considering that there was a lot of groundwork and infrastructure very nearby.
Gelman says the inscription mentions the last Roman emperor, Justinian, one of the most important rulers of the Byzantine era, known for establishing one of the largest Christian churches in the Eastern Roman Empire before it became the Byzantine Empire. The researchers believe the mosaic was once part of a hostel for Christian pilgrims. It's located just beyond Jerusalem's northern entrance, the Damascus Gate. And Arby's is now on the Game of Thrones bandwagon, as select Arby's restaurants are going to mark the season finale of that HBO hit by serving up smoked turkey legs on Sunday for $5.99 each. The one-pound drumsticks will be available at locations in L.A., Denver, Phoenix, Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta. The restaurant chain not actually partnering with HBO for this. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:05, it is 75 glorious degrees.
No comment.
There's low humidity and a clear sky. And the forecast for today is to remain sunny and dry, up to 81.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear
me. Oh, there. I can now.
I wasn't saying anything. Then the temperature drops a little bit for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday into the high 70s. And even into Monday, and clear and low in the low 50s at night. This is September weather.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I want to make sure you can hear me.
Dollars to Donuts. I haven't heard that in a while.
We had not since last year when I played this.
Oh, really? Love that. I don't know what it means, but...
I bet if you check the archives for the show during Fair Week last year, we had the same conversation.
I can only... I'm not a complex person, Jennifer. I only talk about certain things. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet. I think I have bad headphones.
What?
I think I have bad headphones. I can't really hear. Don't worry. I shouldn't be saying this. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Take two. The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Summer is waning in Hunterdon County. How do we know? Because the 4-H County Fair is going on now through Sunday. And that's why Jennifer's playing State Fair from the play called State Fair.
Correct.
What is the premise of that play?
They're going to the fair. It's kind
that's
of
it?
Like Charlotte's
And someone
Web.
Falls in love.
Right. It's kind of like Charlotte's Web set to music.
Is it about
without
a pig?
The pig? No, without the...
So
without,
it's like Charlotte's Web without the pig.
Without the focus
so
on the
pig. So it's not like Charlotte's Web at all. Or a spider, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So it's like Charlotte's Web were without they, the spider and the pig. What a description.
But that whole premise is just they're going to the fair.
Great. It's a summer event, just like it is in Hunterdon County.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very similar. Where does it take place? In the Midwest, I'm assuming?
I think Iowa.
Great.
Sure, because they sang All Iota... All I owe to Iowa.
That also means September is almost here, Jennifer. See, I needed to say that right after my first one because it was supposed to continue, but then I interrupted myself. It's going to be an interesting show today,
I was
Jennifer.
Just thinking the same thing.
I'm scatterbrained today. September is almost here, and it's time to save money at many Hunterdon County businesses. All you have to have with you is your Hunterdon County Library card. Jennifer says, try the veal. It's the best in the city. We're accepting entries for HCL Amateur Photography Show. We'll be hosting the Manhattan Short Film Festival. And we have so much more to tell you about on today's library show.
Harry and when Harry met Sally.
What's that?
The veal.
Mm-mm. Incorrect.
Nope.
It is a movie quote. You are correct on that.
That's my only guess.
So it's the first line of a scene that ends badly for the man who speaks the line.
The Godfather.
The Godfather is correct. The Turk,
walk
when they
in,
sat
raise
down.
Raise your arm, shoot.
Right.
Drop your hand, drop
they
the
sit
gun.
Sit down in the Italian restaurant. The police chief asks, is the food good here?
Yep.
And he says, try the veal. It's the best in the city. So you remembered.
I do.
Welcome to the Library Show. Jennifer was at our 4-H fair yesterday, which kicked off yesterday, a Hunterdon County tradition since the 1800s. Correct, Jennifer?
Correct.
And it will be running through this Sunday. And I want to hear I hear the weather. This is probably the best year in memory, weather-wise, for the fair.
It is. And I will tell you, I've been going since 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it certainly is. Usually
that's
it's
great.
Hot,
they're supposed
humid.
To have glorious weather throughout
yes.
through Sunday.
You and I were there one day and it rained, and even though we were under a tent, the water came up.
Right. We've been there many years. The Hunterdon County Library used to have a booth in the community tent. Luckily, our friends of the Hunterdon County Library have picked up our slack, and they have a booth. So
yes.
Make sure, and when you go to the fair, to go to the community tent and visit the friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And if you have kids... I highly recommend it because they'll each get a free book, Jennifer.
That's right. Yep. So I was at the opening ceremony yesterday. And first they honored Joe Narblock, who's a woman. Who
Joe, I know Joe Knobloch very well. She was in World War II.
She was in World War II.
She's a good friend of life. She comes to the library all the time.
And she was being honored for starting all the guilds about 40 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, all the craft guilds in the county.
Correct.
And I couldn't hear from where I was standing, but it was either she or someone else had hooked a rug depicting the Iwo Jima monument and had actually torn up her uniform. That's why I think it was she. And that's what she had hooked the uniforms
Interesting.
With.
Interesting. So, she is an amazing... I forget how old she is now. But
I'm thinking in her 90s, but I'm not sure.
As long as I've been working at the library, way back she used to do a display of her own handiwork, but then she also did a whack display mm-hmm. every year with the other women that unfortunately I think passed away. Her name was Anna Hoffman.
Oh, she had... Oh, no. No, she hasn't. Her husband did.
Oh, okay. Is she... That's
from Flemington?
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, no, she's. I believe she's still alive.
Amazing women, and they had interesting stories about World War II, and also amazingly creative women, too. So glad to hear Joe's doing well.
Yes. So they started with that, and then Roger Everett died this past spring, and he is credited with the modern-day Flemington Fair.
So they renamed the fairgrounds.
So they renamed the fairgrounds after Roger Everett, and they had some. They had his whole family there.
Great.
That was very nice.
That's a great legacy for him since he spent so much time and effort making this fair happen.
And actually, the daughter gave a little speech, and she said that she was sure her father had to deal with God for the best weather for the fair ever because they acknowledged that it often was.
You know what, Jennifer? Part of me does believe that.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah. Because it was gorgeous. And then they had the Hunterdon County Veterans Recognition medal ceremony, and it was terrific. There were, I believe, most of the veterans were there. Let me read them down real quickly. Daniel Beal, Army Vietnam, Mark Dupuy, Marines, Stephen Serenko, Army, Thomas Eisenhart, Air Force, Victor Amodi, Army, Iraq, Frederick Fassett, Jr., Army Vietnam, Joseph Fitchy, Marines, Sean Hand, Army, Fred Janis, Navy, Ray Johnson, Marines, Robert Kanapata, Navy, Paul Lindsay, Jr., Navy, Somalia, Philip Lewis, Marines, Iraq, Peter McNamara, Army, Vietnam, William Moorhead, Army, Indochina, John Morrison, Army, Vietnam, Joe Pagano, Navy, Delos Piper, Air Force Desert Storm, Frederick Plushansky, Marines, Korea, Richard O'Seals, Marines, Vietnam, Christopher Soldano, Marines, Iraq, Andrew Sahovich, Marines, Raymond Taylor, Marines, Vietnam, Bill Warner, Navy, Richard Wagner, Army, Gary White, Army, Vietnam, and I've left out one man, Henry Fatten, and you know Henry, you know Hank from programs. He comes in with Irma Bodine. He's a little man. He always has a World War II. He's a World War II veteran. Hank is 95 years old. He joined the Navy in 1939, before America entered the war. He was on the aircraft carrier USS Lexington when it was sunk in the Coral Sea. And
So he's got some stories.
He's got some stories. And he came home, and do you know West End Road, as you're heading out of Flemington on North Main Street, right before the cemetery?
Yes.
He and several other men, I know Mr. Banco, I think, is one of them, and Mr. Banks, maybe. They bought this land, they drained it by hand, and they all built their houses on that land and raised their families. And Hank has 9 or 10 children and untold number of grandchildren. And he was there also. And the constitutional officers and the freeholder board, Congressman Lance, the two assemblymen and one state senator were all there. And they called each man up. Each person came down, gave them their award, and walked them to a little sitting area. And so there'll be a picture later on Facebook of the
that type of man commands your respect, Jennifer.
Yes,
and the amazing
the bell tones also were entertaining just before the opening ceremonies, and they played the Armed Forces medley. And they had each man stand up for the. So they have this every year. They gave out a booklet. The county gave out a booklet with the names of everyone who has ever received it. And then there's an insert with the new names in it.
That's so great. Did you bring a fair event guide?
I didn't see one, actually. They have them?
So I just wanted to get a taste of what people people are listening and they want to go to the fair. What's in store this year at the fair? You said you heard a great group yesterday.
We had a great group of Belltones. They were like the Manhattan Dolls that we've had. They're a trio. They played some World War II things and then some 50s and 60s
okay.
music.
So I'm assuming they have animals.
They have lots of animals. They have a cow barn, a horse barn.
The agricultural exhibits are still there?
Yes. And we walked through the restored tractors.
Okay.
And it was kind of neat. And Bill Mazichko, who did a fig program for us years ago.
What night is the tractor pull?
It
My
was
friend
last,
Charlie
they
would
had
like,
one last night.
It was
night.
Last night?
I bet they have more. And there was a hay bale.
I think
ground.
It's just a one-night thing.
Okay, that was last night.
I did it one time because my friend is from Missouri, and he used to go to tractor pulls, so he took us all, like, it was this big thing to go to this tractor pull. We were there for like 3 hours watching
there was
the tractor
a lot
pull.
Of smoke. It was a lot of smoke.
But that's a very old custom.
Yeah.
No, that goes way back. Probably one of the oldest traditions at our fair.
Yes, there's a 4-H booth. They had, after the awards of the veterans, they had a parade of the clubs, the 4-H clubs, which we didn't used to have.
Well, I plan on going tomorrow, I think.
Yes, we should go. There was a llama tent I took. A lot of llama pictures. I took some pictures of vegetables. If you look at my Facebook page, there's a bunch of pictures. And I will post some pictures on the library's Facebook page.
Very good. So this is the Hunterdon County 4-H Fair at the Roger Everett Fairgrounds in Ringgoast, New Jersey, right off of Route 179.
I always get them confused.
Just south of Ringgoast, going right. toward Lambertville, going toward the South County Branch Library.
Correct.
So don't miss it. Through Sunday,
don't
I guess,
even be late.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Is that the time?
I think Sunday it closes early.
Great. Well, let's go to our first commercial break. I'm sure it's time, Jennifer.
It's past time. We'll be right back.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. Jennifer's raising her hand. Yes, Jennifer.
And before we get too deep into Today in History, I would like to give a birthday shout-out to my friend Jean.
Jean?
Jean. It's Jean's
birthday. How many birthdays does this woman have?
Well, today is her official birthday, but she had a celebration on the 13th of September, and she's having another one tomorrow night. She's going to
shoot. She had one a little while ago.
Yeah, the 13th
of August. I saw pictures. Oh, 13th of August. Wow.
I know. Maybe when you're 85, we'll give you a big party.
Happy, happy birthday, Jean. Jean doesn't like me, I know. She thinks I'm mean to you.
I told you, she heard you last week. You were nice to me last week.
Oh, yeah? So she's changed her mind? That's too many birthday parties.
No, it's not. Never too many. Next year, I'll be 50, and I'm having a birthday year.
All right. Good. I actually, my wife did that for me. For Christmas. She gave me a calendar. And then on the calendar was marked, like, trips she had booked and things nice. Like that. It was a great idea. Yeah. I'm a lucky guy.
Yes, you are.
So how can I participate in your 50th birthday year? What can I do to make it special?
That's up to you.
Be nice to you? It's time for Today in History, take two. This time every week, or this time every week 5 minutes ago, I asked Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which happened to be August 24th, Jean's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
One of Jean's birthdays, anyway. And I also ask your people who have died on this date, Jennifer. Good news for you. I only have people who died on August 24th.
That's, you know what?
In years past.
Interesting, because today's also my best friend from childhood's birthday, Jennifer Brown.
And what happened to Jennifer Brown?
She moved to Colorado.
So, and you can't be friends with someone who lives in Colorado?
We lost touch. Our parents do the Christmas.
She might be listening right now. She might have stumbled upon Hunterdon County.
She'd have no idea.
Chamber
Radio. I doubt
she'd
know who I was. I have a different last name.
So when this was a sad parting when she moved.
Oh my gosh, it was horrible. Oh, it was horrible.
How old were you?
We were in fifth grade.
Wow. Yep. That's.
Yep. Or maybe fourth. No, fifth grade.
Life was over for a little while there, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
But she got over it, and she's just passed into all memory, hasn't she?
She has.
Well, hopefully, at least she's fine.
She is. She ran the Boston.
Why don't you try to Facebook friend her?
She ran the Boston Marathon 1 year.
Jennifer?
I could do that.
Facebook friend her right now while I'm
I don't know her
reading
last
Today
name.
In History. His name is Brown.
She has a new last name.
I know, but they always have their maiden name in there.
All right, go to Today in
don't
History.
Don't make excuses. All I want to know what Jennifer Brown's up to.
She has twins.
See, you even know that. Come on, do a little sleuthing. You are a librarian. Why don't you show the crowd, our listening audience, what a library can do, which is
my
a little piece of information, how they can study and research for you. I mean, you've been trained in college to do this.
We did. Go, come on.
Okay, Jennifer, 1349, Jennifer. 6,000 Jews are killed in Mainz, which is M-A-I-N-Z. Why were they killed in 1349? This is just another tragic, one of the countless tragic episodes in history, world history.
I don't know, but I'm a little disturbed.
They're killed because they got blamed for causing the bubonic plague.
Dear.
How uneducated were people back then? Unbelievable. Okay, let's move on to 1682. Okay, Jennifer, William Penn, you know who that is?
I've heard of him.
What does he receive on this date?
His land charter.
To add to his colony of Pennsylvania.
His land charter.
What's that mean?
A charter for his land.
More specific.
For, I'm going to tell you for where. For Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? So he already has Pennsylvania. Somehow, what did he do to get someone to give him Pennsylvania?
I don't
the
know.
King, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the king gives him Pennsylvania. But then he also gets this. They give him Delaware. I mean, things like this just don't happen anymore. William Penn is given Delaware.
He did such a good job with Pennsylvania. Here's Delaware.
Amazing. It's given a whole state.
Not really. It's an itty-bitty state.
1814, what happened in Washington, D.C. on August 24th, 1814.
Did the White House burn down?
Yes. How did you know that?
I don't know.
The British burned the White House down and the Capitol. Well, I guess they set them ablaze. I don't think they completely burned down. And this was the War of 1812, I believe, which kind of had something to do with Canada.
Yeah, kind of did.
Do you know what it was about?
It was France, more than Canada.
No, but it was British, trying to get control of Canada or something. But
from the French, yes.
They made an end run down to D.C. and burnt the White House.
Haven't you ever heard the overture? The 1812 overture?
Yes.
And they play the Marseillaise.
There's no words to it.
But they play the Marseillaise in the middle of
it. I'm sure the French have something to do with Jennifer, because they still have Canada. So
they got Canada. William Penn got Delaware.
We drove the British out of this hemisphere is what we did, didn't we? You don't know. You're history and war buff. It's not your fault, Jennifer. It's for some reason, the War of 1812, nobody knows what it's about, even to this day. How did the British come back and burn the White House? And we don't know. We don't care to find out.
No.
And I have a librarian sitting right next to me.
But if I go to look it up, you'll take me to task.
No,
for not
I won't.
Paying attention.
You have another task before that.
Okay.
Moving on. 1891. What does Thomas Edison patent on this date in 1891? What idea did he steal and patent on this date in 1891?
Oh, the
apologies to the Edison family, who hopefully none of them are listening.
The record player?
Incorrect. The motion picture camera. Thomas Edison.
That was way too late for that.
1932, Jennifer, Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly across the United States nonstop. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, where did she start and where did she end?
She started in Kitty Hawk.
That's incorrect.
Oh. But I said it was such...
You did. But unfortunately, if I didn't have the answer right in front of me, maybe I would have believed you. But since the answer's right in front of me...
She landed in San Francisco.
No.
All right.
She started in California.
Okay. Oh, I didn't have to be that specific.
Los Angeles, California. And she landed in Newark, New Jersey.
Really?
Yes.
There's a little piece of New Jersey history.
Newark, New Jersey? I didn't know that either.
Hmm.
I'm sure whoever was there to pick her up had a traffic jam waiting for her. 1981, Mark David Chapman is sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. What was his crime? Mark David Chapman.
1981?
Mm-hmm. 20 years to life. He's never getting out, by the way.
He shot John Lennon.
He shot and killed John Lennon.
But I was thinking John Lennon was shot in 1981.
Shot in 1980.
So I took a chance.
You were right. 1989, Jennifer, who was banned from baseball on this date?
Oh, Pete Rose.
Peter Rose, correct. What did he do?
Charlie Hustle. He bet.
He bet?
On his own teams. Okay. Against his own teams.
Very good. No, I actually never bet against his own teams.
Oh, he bet on them.
He bet always for them.
Well, that's kind of, that to me is not as bad as betting against
It's not
against
as bad.
Them.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's some things that people do now.
He needs a better haircut, though.
At anyone, Jennifer... Anyone who was racially biased and didn't allow, you know, desegregation of baseball, in my opinion, shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. That's way worse than what Pete Rose did, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. 1978, Jennifer. Okay, and these are three people who died on this date. Louis Prima died in 1978.
Oh, he was 24. He was Keeley Smith's husband. He was a musician.
Band leader.
Band leader, Round and Round.
I know him most famously for the Disney film The Jungle Book, Jennifer.
Really?
He sang the song, I Want to Be Like You.
I did not know.
Maybe we play that one after the commercial break.
Okay.
I Want to Be Like You, Louis Prima. 1998, E.G. Marshall died. E.G. Marshall. Great American actor. Probably he was in like 12 Angry Men, great roles like that. I know him from being one of the grandfathers in Christmas Vacation.
Jelly of the Month Club.
He was the one grandfather that said when Clark finally got his house lit, and he goes, the little ones aren't twinkling. Thanks for noticing, Art. 2014, Richard Attenborough died.
Sir Richard Attenborough. He was a British actor.
Good.
He was, Oh, I think he was Santa Claus in the 1994 remake of Miracle on 34th Street.
You are correct.
And, as luck would have it, 4 months from today is 5 months from today.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, 4 months from today.
Yes, four months, Jennifer. Don't get my hopes up. Okay, it was also his most famous film role recently. He was in Blockbuster movie series in the last 10 years. Probably 10 years ago now was the original one.
Harry Potter?
Still making one. They just made a new one with Chris Pratt last year. Jurassic Park.
Oh, I didn't know who was
in that. He was the founder of Jurassic Park until things went wrong, Jennifer. He meant well. Just never. Wouldn't it have been awesome enough just to have vegetarian dinosaurs? Wouldn't that have been jaw-dropping enough?
I know.
And there would have been no problems. I don't know. I don't get it.
Do you know we have a dinosaur model in the children's room right now?
No. Why
is it
there?
Made by students from the Frenchtown School.
Great. How big is it?
It's on the tabletop. I think it's a triceratops, and there's some eggs with the little dinosaurs hatching. It's very clever. So tonight at the headquarters library, we're going to have chamber member Lacey Phelps, who is a financial advisor with Edward Jones, and she's going to discuss what role will Medicare play during your retirement. It's tonight at 6:30 at the headquarters library, so it's a half-hour earlier start, and hors d'oeuvres will be served.
Sounds like a perfect birthday getaway for Jean.
Except she's going to Shady Maple.
Are you going with her?
No, I'm going to have dinner with her tomorrow, lunch with her tomorrow.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to lunch?
Take a guess.
Where does Jean live?
Levittown.
Oh. You got to get local friends, Jennifer.
People here know me too well.
You're gonna retire to Levittown, aren't you?
I don't think so. No fear there.
Okay, it's 11:33, halfway through the library show. Jim Gonneau, I believe, will be coming in at 12 noon.
Jim
Gonneau, of course,
Gonneau
is the owner of Crown Trophy, Jennifer, and he has a show called Taking Care of Business. Gives a lot of business advice. Flemington, word am I looking
legend.
For?
Legend.
Legend? That will work.
We'll tell him that. He's also one of the charter members of September's Library Card Month.
Right. Good. I was going to go there myself, but you stole my thing.
Oh,
so why don't you just run with it now, Jennifer?
Why don't I just run with it? Well, September is library.
If you're going to sell it, if you're just going to blandly explain what library card month is, you're passing
September
it over.
September is library card month, where you can get discounts with your Huntington County library card or your Flemington Free Public Library card. About 37 businesses have agreed to offer you a discount or, say, a free yoga class at Be Here Now Yoga, a free bookmark at Gymnastics Unlimited. The Huntington County YMCA will offer one free week for the entire family. USA Karate and Fitness will offer one free week. The aforementioned Jim Gonneau will offer 10% off trophy and sign orders at Crown Trophy. Darrow's Sporting Edge will offer 15% off in-stock purchases. The infamous Chris Gackus.
Don't get that name wrong.
Geico. At Sneakers Plus will offer 20% off your entire purchase, not including sale merchandise, varsity jackets, or online purchases. Basil Bandwagon, both locations, Flemington and Clinton, will offer 10% off any item. Grateful Bites on Route 12 will offer one coffee or tea with purchase of a scone. Jersey Mike's will offer any regular sub, chips, or drink for $7.50. The Italian Bakery right near Jim Gonneau will offer $1 off $10 purchase. Lone Eagle Brewery offers $1 off first pint, flight, or growler per visit. The Mixing Bowl in Flemington, you can get 20% off any item.
So per visit, technically, Jennifer, I could have a pint of beer.
Leave and come back.
Go walk outside. Take a phone call, come back. It's a whole new visit.
Yep.
I don't know. Bob King would not like that.
No.
Well, I'd be spreading that rumor.
Pambies on Route 31 South, it's a new ice cream place, will take 20% off any order. Act 2 Books in Turntable Junction, buy one book, get another 50% off. Get a free bargain book just for stopping in. The Book Garden will take 10% off most in-store items and 20% off new hardcovers. Comic Fusion in Turntable Junction will offer 10% off one item. Ink Junction in on Route 12. Is this $10 off or 10% off, Jim?
It's $10.
$10 off a purchase of $65 or more. Fish and Pets Plus will give you a free betta fish or 10% off live fish. How much will it give you off dead fish?
100%.
You knew I was going to ask that. The Spinnery in Frenchtown will give you 10% off any supplies or classes. Stowaway Self-Storage, 50% off first month's rental. Twice Told Tales, Moonstone Mystery Books, 10% off your entire purchase. The Vintage Shop in Clinton, 10% off everything over $20. Great Clips in Flemington and Clinton will give you $2 off a regularly priced haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture, 2-for-1 new patient special. And one patient must be new to the clinic, second may be returning or new. Leo Family Dental will give you a free dental hygiene kit. Beyond Bijou, and I thought this was a typo, for 50% off one item.
It is not a typo.
That's pretty good.
Very generous. Where are they located?
They are on 27 Center Street in Clinton. Bluefish Clothing will offer 10% off purchases in-store only. J. Jill's, the Shops of Flemington only location, 30% off a single regularly priced item. Enjoy Yourself, $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. The Red Mill Museum in Clinton will offer $2 off regular admission through September 22nd. And St. Paul Christian Preschool will give you a free T-shirt. So please patronize these businesses.
So get one of these brochures that Jennifer read from. You can either go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and print one out yourself, or just stop by one of the libraries or one of the local businesses we mentioned. They'll have brochures on hand, and the businesses will have a sign on hand telling you what their particular promotion is.
And if you're a business and you're listening and you didn't get to participate this year, mark it on your calendar for next July. And join in next year.
Okay, the HCL Amateur Photography Show, we're now accepting entries. This has been going on for 25 years at the Hunterdon County Library. It's open to amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. It's a real fun show. It's only a $2 entry fee for adults and only $1 for students, which was the entry fee back in the late 80s, Jennifer. So that hasn't changed. So if you're an amateur photographer, everybody's an amateur photographer, Jennifer. If you think you've taken a good picture recently, somewhere around Hunterdon County or something of wildlife or maybe some flowers or anything, enter our show. You're allowed to enter one picture. We accept the first 100 photographers who enter. The entry deadline, still got about a month to enter, but I wouldn't procrastinate. Entry forms are available on our webpage, hclibrary.us, or available at any of the Hunterdon County libraries. Just pick up an entry form, fill it out, and drop it off or mail it to us. So that's the Hunterdon County Library Photography Show this October with star judge Walter Horoszewski, a famous New Jersey author and photographer. Other big news in September, Jennifer, we'll be hosting the Manhattan Short Film Festival. You be the judge. Hunterdon County will be screening the 2000 Manhattan Short Film Festival, now in its 20th year. This is the world's only global film festival, Jennifer. Out of over 600 films submitted from more than 45 countries, 10 finalists have been selected, and these will be screened at more than 300 venues on 6 continents during the same 10 days. And Hunterdon County Library, of course, is one of those venues. Viewers will get to vote for the film they feel is best. All 10 shorts will go on to be submitted for the Academy Awards. Viewers may stay after the films for discussion if they desire. There is no charge for the film festival, but we expect this to be a popular event, Jennifer. So it's important to reserve your seat. The dates, Jennifer, I would be remiss if I didn't say what the dates are. We have 2 dates at the North County Branch Library and 2 dates at the Hunterdon County Library. We'll be showing the film festival on Thursday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at HCL headquarters in Flemington, and Saturday, October 7th at 2 p.m. at HCL headquarters in Flemington. If you live closer to the North County Branch Library up in Clinton, we'll be showing it on Friday.
I don't turkey. I don't know.
The eagle
has landed.
Has landed.
Okay.
Now do you understand?
Yes, now I get it.
Turkey. What group of islands is located?
The Canaries.
Wow. didn't have to finish that, you wise guy. What is the name of Washington Irving's superstitious school teacher?
Ichabod Crane.
Correct. Peter Pan knows that this is to make a sound expressing a feeling of happiness or triumph. Peter Pan. Crow is correct. Two Supreme Court justices are murdered in what 1993 thriller by John Grisham?
Pelican Briefs.
Good. Take one letter away from a word that means a negative reaction to personal past acts and behaviors, and you get a name of a bird. Negative reaction to personal past acts and behaviors.
That's a good one. I don't know.
Regret?
Regret. Egret. Very good.
Paul McCartney was inspired to write this Beatles song by the 1960s U.S. race relations.
Blackbird.
Very good. Oldest Las Vegas casino on the Strip still in operation today.
Flamingo.
Correct. She gained the nickname the Lady with the Lamp during the Crimean War.
The Lady with the Lamp. During the Crimean War.
Florence?
Nightingale.
Nightingale. John Wayne portrays what character in the movie True Grit? Rooster Cogburn. Never saw True Grit, huh?
But I've seen it written down.
Okay, Jennifer, this round counts. I'm going to give you a movie title with the with a number in the title, but I'm not going to give you the number. You've got to tell me what the number is. Blank Weddings and a Funeral.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Never saw that movie?
No.
Blank Year Itch.
Seven.
Blank Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000.
Good. Blank Easy Pieces.
Six.
Five. Blank Angry Men.
12.
Blank Candles.
16.
Blank First Dates. It's probably not one of your favorites. It's an Adam Sandler film. 50.
Wow.
He dated a girl that had amnesia. Like every day she woke up, she didn't remember what happened.
You'd need to have amnesia to date.
Blank her. Amigos.
Trace, three.
Blank Days of Summer. 500. Very clever movie, actually. My DVD alert to today, 500 Days of Summer. So the summer is the name of the girl in the movie. And it's about this guy and this girl date. Summer and this other guy date for 500 days.
Wow.
So they flip back and forth. They'll go day 26, then skip to day 100 and tell about their relationship, but skipping around. Very interesting concept for a movie. I highly recommend it. And finally, Jennifer, blank, Years a Slave.
12 or 7.
12 is correct. I wish it was only seven. He wishes it was only seven.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, finally, I'm going to give you numbers 1 through 8. You tell me their corresponding pool ball number color. What is the one ball? You know what 8 is.
8 is black.
Correct. And you know any others? Do you play pool ever?
1 is blue. Green. Yellow.
Okay, 1 is yellow. So you don't play pool, so you're going to get, because you would needed to get all these right.
No.
Okay. 1 yellow, 2 blue, 3 red, 4 purple, 5 orange, 6 green.
I didn't even know.
7 maroon or brown, and 8 black. Half the teams got it right, half the teams got it wrong, which is about what I strive for, actually.
Good. The regret was very clever.
Thank you.
I have to say. that was a good one.
All right, what other library news do we have? It's trivia hours. Oh, it's almost time to go.
It's almost time to go.
I just hogged all our time there.
That's okay.
You got 1 minute to...
1 minute. Well, the new scoop will be out soon.
Yes, coming out. I have it right. I was reading about the Manhattan Short Film Festival and the photo show from the new scoop, Jennifer.
Oh, were you? Have they been printed already?
No.
Oh.
I printed one for myself. I have the only copy.
Look at you. I think Jim Gano is out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go online, stop in, or call. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire